Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where you may make comment on the product or service provided by itsathing.me and make modification or deletion within proper ranges, but should not use the podcast to threat national security, leak national secret, infringe on the legitimate rights of other individuals or social community or nation, and for other illegal activities. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad we're giving the EULA up top now.
Yeah, yeah. This, by the way, from the all new and completely batch insane Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, as we all know, home of cryptocurrencies.
What has happened? Never, you know what? This is like a we've lived too long
yeah.
situation. Yeah. But that's the current Radio Shack, EULA, folks. No, you cannot use it to threat national security.
Don't leak threat national security or leak national secret.
There's only one. There's only one secret to be leaked.
We need to keep it secret. We only got one of them.
I would love to live in a country that had a national secret. It would be amazing.
Yeah. Welcome to Monte Carlo. And our national secret.
It's the Linux of countries.
We need to do a quick meta thing, follow-up. BeReal is back in the news.
The hell?
So Rich Straffolino, of course, introduced me to BeReal early on, not the earliest on, but pretty early on. Mm-hmm. And The Verge on July 20th had a story from Casey Newton titled Why BeReal is Breaking Out.
Yeah. And it's like back, like it literally looped back around because we even talked about it on This Week in Startups because they raised a Series B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got the funds.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, I guess. And then I got FOMO'd. All over again.
Because you'd unreeled.
I got. I mean, it's just, well, as Casey Newton pointed out, BeReal is the first social network where every single post is bad. Every day, the same haggard faces in the same three rooms of their houses.
Maybe that's its appeal.
I'm like, it was just my distorted nose. And like, you know, my computer screen.
Well, I have gotten good about being able to do a BeReal that is slightly different than every other BeReal. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but slightly different. Like even if I'm in my room with my laptop, I'm like, all right, let me move the phone closer and, you know, highlight a particular thing. But that selfie, I have not mastered. Look angry every time.
It's just awful. I'm starting to like, if I stick with it, I'm going to turn the camera around maybe and just use the back camera to take a picture of myself and just like selfie the room. I don't know. I'm just like, come on.
I've done a couple. And if anybody doesn't understand, BeReal, if you missed that, is a social network that you can only post once a day. You have to post before you see your friends' posts, and new posts are done at different times of the day. So you'll get a notification saying, okay, it's time to post a new BeReal. And the idea is they take a picture with both cameras, the front and back. So you see you and what you're looking at. So you can be real about everything.
Exactly.
I've done a few where I faked it, where it was Sawyer looking at Ray, you know.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to mix it up a little bit, but yeah, we talked about it back when it was first a thing, and then it has boomeranged.
Yeah.
It's a thingarang.
Thingarang. I never stopped doing it, but I definitely got to the point where I was thinking, yeah, I don't know if I'm really into this anymore.
No. And now I'm like, damn it. I guess I'm back. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Did we get a new one today? No.
No. In fact, I was just checking, and then I was like, have I turned my notifications on? Because I just downloaded it yesterday. I thought maybe I screwed it up, but I guess it's going to be one of those late nights.
Just one of those
late ones. They're just going for like what you're streaming later.
Yeah. Well, my first thing is a meme making the rounds that I think it may be fizzling out at this point, but just so we get it on the books, what is your mental age?
Oh.
So there's a few different ones, but there's a particular mental age test that's going around on TikTok. And the idea is you take the mental age test and then you show how different it is from your actual age. So the know your meme example is I'm 19, but my mental age is 32. Right? Because I'm such an old soul.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah. And there's the sort of the born in the wrong generation aspect of this, you know, like my mental age obviously shows that I should be a millennial, but I'm a Gen Z or whatever.
Oh, I'm totally going to do this before it stops being a thing like tomorrow.
Yeah, I did one of them. I think I did the mymentalage.com test, which seems to be the more popular of them. And it told me I was in my 30s. So I'm wondering if, like, does this thing just tell everyone they're in their
30s? Does it always say that?
Yeah, just to make them feel like, because that's perfect, right? When you're young, if it tells you in your 30s, you're flattered. Like, oh, it thinks I'm more older and more sophisticated. When you're older and it tells you in your 30s, you're flattered because you're like, oh, it thinks I'm young at heart. Oh, right. Cool. Yeah.
MyMentalAge.com. Oh, but it's like a test. Oh,
yeah, geez, yeah, because you have to answer questions about how you think about stuff, and then that.
I see. All right, I'll do that later. I don't need to like shop for my mental age during the show or some crazy thing like that.
but yeah, I've seen this one, especially on TikTok, more than anywhere else, where people are taking advantage of showing off their mental age, whatever it is.
Fascinating. All right, I'm excited to try it. Maybe I'll post it on my Be Real somehow.
Yeah, Be Real. See, but you can't plan Be Real, so you have to wait till it happens, then take the mental age test, so then you can post late
right.
Mental age on Be Real.
I'm doing it. I'm That's planning for real, my Be Real. I don't care. Yeah. Be Real is never going to survive.
Being real is your haggard face every day in the same three rooms.
It's pretty real.
Pretty much nailed it.
Pretty freaking real. Well, what is the test, I wonder, that can tell you if you are the rarest kind of male?
Ooh, what kind of male would that be?
The Sigma male.
Is this like the Five Sigma test? What is that? What is the Sigma male?
I don't know. All I know is that, according to my child, it's a thing. And everyone keeps talking about it. It is, this should not be divorced from toxic masculinity. That is evidently a big part of this. It's not the
submissive male.
No.
Okay.
Sigma male. Let me read from Wikipedia. In fact, Sigma male is used to denote a male who is equally dominant to an alpha male, but exists outside the alpha beta male hierarchy as a lone wolf. In the manosphere, which is, by the way, apparently also a thing, in the manosphere, it is regarded as the rarest kind of male. The term first appeared in a blog post by alt-right provocateur Vox Day. Later, California plastic surgeon John T. Alexander published the book, The Sigma Male, What Women Really Want. And in 2018, the term appeared on YouTube, and in 2020, when it went viral after a tweet by Lily Simpson. Now it has become a term of some mockery. Mm. Like, it's a satire, right? So it's just like, it's mocking the concept of the manosphere. It's like, I think people apply it to the rise and grind type guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The grind set.
God.
If you will. Yeah, I mean, there is just a whole disgusting, insane situation around manosphere stuff. And Sigma male is evidently the latest.
I choose to live outside of that sphere personally. But I appreciate you bringing the knowledge to us so that we may understand how the other world lives.
See, you're comfortable being a loner as a Sigma male, but do enjoy company from time to time.
it's meaningless. It's entirely meaningless. It's just as dominant as alpha male, but not the alpha.
Right, but they don't care about that. But
they care enough to have a label.
They care enough to have a label, and then they might they're likely to challenge an alpha to get in the position of leadership, despite not caring about any of
which would make them an alpha.
The Sigma male is not afraid of the unknown. Rather, he isn't afraid to break away from the traditional social structures. This is on a site called merriamnews.com. Mm. And it's amazing. Like, I just am going to start calling people this.
I feel like Ron Swanson would fit.
Oh my God.
What exists of a definition of a Sigma male here?
Yes. Yeah. I bet he is the male for the Sigma males in the manosphere. Except Ron doesn't really have the right grind set, I would say.
No,
that's the only thing
you're
he's
right.
Lacking.
He doesn't. Thank you for your service, Molly, in exposing yourself to this for our benefit.
I really try. The elusive Sigma.
I wasn't sure where to go with this until you pointed out that it has now become satirical for people who just do random stuff, and you like, "Oh, they're obviously a Sigma male."
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, as is befitting something this absurd,
yes,
it immediately became co-opted as mockery.
Wait for the Omega male.
I'm gonna get a T-shirt. I'm literally gonna get a T-shirt that's like. Well, I think we even talked about how like your type of males, like, I literally interviewed someone for a job one time who described himself as a gamma male. And I was like, okay, like, no, thank you. Like, you don't need to be talking about your manosphere placement in a work interview.
I used to be more of a kappa male, but now I'm a lambda male. What? I mean, what does that even mean?
On Earth.
Yes, thank you, Rich. The Omega male is Charlton Heston. By
that
definition.
Is true. Yeah, that's 100% accurate.
The final male. There is no other. I don't know if Sigma males would participate in this or not, but my other thing for today is interact with me at blah, blah, blah. So the idea is... All right, Sigma dogs, settle down over there. The idea is work with me at interact with me at work. So it actually shouldn't be X with me at, it should be with me at X. The idea is on TikTok, people are doing like, I'm going to be asleep, but I will hook up interactive things so that like when you donate to my channel, it'll ring a big bell and it'll wake me up, which is also a way to get you to donate money to my channel. There are a lot of things like this on Justin TV in its earliest days. There have been a lot of similar things that are very gaming related on Twitch over the years, but it has made it to TikTok. It is in its earliest stages, and I have a feeling it will become a thing. So I'm calling it out a little early because I happen to run across these. It's not just, you know, I'm sleeping, which would be interact with me at sleep, which is weird, but also work, like a lot of people doing work. Some of them are actually instructional. Like I saw someone doing pottery. They were, they were a potter and they were just at work doing pottery and just talking to the TikTok stream while they did it. And I was like, oh, okay, that if you're into that, that would be super cool. Some of them are gimmicky where it's like, you know, do this in my channel and I'll do this crazy thing at work and see if I get away with it, which is a great way to get fired. And then the sleep one, which has a long history of sleeping live on the internet behind it.
What have we become, by the way? What have we become?
Well, I saw this on TikTok and I was like, oh, you've seen this before. Like this generation has discovered sleeping on the internet now. That's a recurring thing over the years.
But it's just, so it's any activity made interactive as a result of internet.
Yeah. It's the live stream on TikTok, which is definitely like taking off, with a, I'm going to do a boring live stream, right? But I'll make it fun by doing X.
Right. Totally. Interact with me while I, it. DTNS or whatever. Wow. I guess that reports of people's existential loneliness have not been overstated.
Yeah. A Sigma male would never do this.
A Sigma male would never need to do this.
Right. I mean,
the Sigma
could.
Male does not
they
need
might
to hang out
do
with
it.
You. They might sometimes,
but they wouldn't need to.
They wouldn't need to interact with me while I Sigma.
Interact with me while I Sigma. Oh, please, please make that happen.
Please,
someone.
Please make that happen. Please. I beg you. I beg you.
I want to see what Sigma-ing looks like.
Sigma-ing. Adjective. And the act of, anyway.
Being alone, but not caring that you're alone.
Dear God. You got to read, by the way, everybody. We'll put it in the show notes. You have got to read the Wikipedia entry on alpha and beta male.
Yeah.
Because just all by itself, it's amazing. I guess there's a beta orbiter.
Oh.
There's a beta uprising.
Mm.
There's the alpha. Never mind. I can't say that.
So many things in the manosphere.
There are a lot of things in the manosphere that have made their way onto Wikipedia. All right, back to the rundown already in progress. So, you know, you may have heard me mention a lot of times mechanical keyboards.
Yes.
The only definitely thing we ever talk about. This resurgence of mechanical keyboards has led to a resurgence of interest in videos of and tweeting about typing tests. Specific one in particular, the one called Monkey Type. You're typing. You're doing one, aren't you? You're doing one.
No, I'm not. I won't. No, I promise. You totally are. I can't. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah, you're gonna. It's okay. Just tell me what you got. And it's not just mechanical keyboard videos that involve these typing tests. Like somehow, because of the keyboard thing, to the you use the typing test to see how well the typing goes. It's like started to permeate, and so then there was an interaction the other day where Sam Bankman-Fried, the like crypto billionaire that's buying up the whole crypto universe right now.
There's a typo in here. Is that on purpose?
That's okay. It can happen. Yeah, it probably is. Yeah,
like it's probably to throw you off. Make sure you're paying attention, right?
Yeah. So Sam Bankman-Fried tweeted like how fast he could type or something. And then this guy who's sort of a professional person replier on Twitter, I don't know, whatever, replied to him and was like, if I can type over 120, will you buy me a Tesla? And then Sam Bankman-Fried was like, yep. And then he posted the results of his monkey type test. And then the dude bought him a Plaid. Because the internet is crazy. Like literally bought him a Tesla
Plaid. He bought him a Tesla Plaid?
Uh-huh. Because he types so fast because wow. All anybody cares about right now is typing.
Do you remember when we talked about how like kids won't care about typing? We definitely talked about this on Buzz Out Loud at some point. Like in the future, yeah. You know, typing's just going to go away because we'll have these interfaces that won't need typing because we're... It's
yeah,
wild.
In fact, it will be the opposite. They will be building. We did not factor nostalgia into any of our predictions.
No,
that was the big miss.
That's the thing. People always mm-hmm. underfactor nostalgia.
Yep, and it turns out nostalgia. In fact, I used to like laugh all the time. Not laugh, but I remember reading "The Singularity Is Near," and. Ray Kurzweil posits in that book that when computers achieve consciousness and the singularity is real and they're, you know, like way smarter and can make themselves smarter and whatever, that they will, humans might be okay because they might decide to keep us around as pets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they'll have nostalgia. We'll be like artisanal.
Uh-huh. I've started to feel like if the artificial intelligence is intelligent, that it will know that if it tries to stomp on us like it does in all the movies, that we will A, be prepared for it because we watched all the movies, and B, fight back because it's mm-hmm. our nature. The way they win is to make us happy.
Yeah.
And totally. Just keep us yep. out of their way.
Yep. Exactly. And
that's what we do with pets.
And that's exactly what we do with pets. I'm failing at keeping mine happy because they're going to try to bark at things again. But otherwise, you're 100%. So we just keep them happy so they don't eat us.
Molly knows this about me. When I type, I tend to look at the keyboard. So it's really hard to do typing tests. But I got 58 words per minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
93% accuracy.
That's not that good.
No, it's not.
No.
It's good for
me,
though.
Let me just say, I could win a Tesla Plaid.
I'm never getting a Tesla Plaid with this score. 64%. I don't like this.
Which, I'm not saying I'm, wait, no, okay. Hold on. I'm just going to start over. No. it's just rude. I can't take a typing test during the show. It's like shopping or something. But if you wanted to read the first email, I would let you know how it
turns out. Let me read the first email then. Larry, who put the curmudgeon in his subject line, wrote back after I read his email in the nicest voice I could think of possible last week. I played It's a Thing for my wife when she returned from her walk. After she heard you read my email, she looked at me. Did you write that? She then told me she had listened to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and they had expressed a similar solution for the minion issue. Molly's comment about Get Off My Lawn fit perfectly. When TikTok first came out, I thought I could do some short clips and end each with Get Off My Lawn. I read the terms of agreement when preparing to load the app and canceled it before I installed it. I was appalled at how much information they were gathering. I've always admired your ability to look at both sides of an issue and how you try to ensure all sides are covered. Thank you for many hours of entertainment and information. Thank you, Larry. I'm so glad you were back.
That's Larry, so nice. Way to be a good sport. And also, at least we nailed it. Because he's like, yes, that is my entire personality. Is Get Off My Lawn. Oh, that's amazing. Edmund, which is ironic given Edmunds.com, the car site, wrote in on Audi colors and said, below is a link from my Instagram photo from 10 years ago where I traded in my 2002 Audi TT for a 2012 Audi TT RS. Both have similar but different gray/silver paint. Hmm. I'm opening it to, wow, look at that. There it is. Yep.
Thank you.
Audi gray. It's been a thing for a minute.
And then Tabitha in McMinnville, Tennessee, birthplace of notable children's author Beverly Cleary, notes our producer, Rich. Tabitha wrote in with a thing formation. Hi, Rich Tamale. While listening to your most recent episode, I had to pop into a Wally World to grab a few things. While in line to check out, I noticed this shirt hanging in the primo spot at the front of the rack. It's a shirt with a big old sun, moon, and flowers that says, good vibes. If this isn't a sign of peak thing, then I don't know what is.
Yep. The good vibes thing. Thank God we got to it when we did.
Yeah.
Because
the good vibes are busting out all over.
Busting out. Thank you to everybody who emailed us at feedback@itsathing.me. Keep it coming. Pictures and all. We love it. We love, love, love it. And now it is time for everyone's favorite part of the show. Certainly our favorite part of the show.
The shout outs today are bespoke. Each person gets their own today.
I mean, this is major.
Yeah. Often, you know, the names are wound in cleverly in ways that highlight everyone. I think they're always amazing, but this is the week to be in the shout outs. I'm just saying.
It really is. Rich has outdone himself this week. The shout outs, of course, reserved for those who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing. Thank you so, so much. And this week they are based on tasting notes for alcohol sold at Aldi.
Of course.
Of course.
Rich made the shout outs.
Shall we alternate?
If you can be an Aldi stan, well, Rich is.
Rich is. Yes. If that exists.
Yeah, let's alternate.
That's him. All right. You begin.
Morris Jones Rosé boasts raspberry and strawberry aromas and luscious fruit flavors that lead into a crisp finish with refreshing acidity. Enjoy with roasted chicken, vegetable frittatas, and Thai curries. Mm.
Benjamin Forrest Extra Dry Sparkling. Notes of pear and ripe apple layered with hints of honey and citrus. Pairs well with simple appetizers, desserts, and spicy foods.
Lee Price Cabernet. Subtle flavors of blackberry, plum, toasted oak, and a hint of vanilla. Lee pairs well with pasta, roast beef, and steak.
Kevin Sill Hard Cider. A little sweet, a little tart, and wicked good. Pairs well with burgers, spicy dishes, and soft or hard cheeses.
Eric Duncan Pinot Noir. Experience juicy black cherry and plum character, accented with tea leaves and a hint of oak. Eric pairs well with beef burgundy, salmon, blue cheese, and other savory dishes.
Jake Woods Bock. A malty, lightly hopped Bock-style lager beer. Jake pairs well with barbecue, roast meats, sharp cheese, berries, shortcake, or sweet desserts.
Gabriel Cohen Chocolat Wine. Experience red wine with dark chocolate flavor and finest cream. Gabriel pairs well with all kinds of chocolate creations and ice creams.
Lara Abel Ready to Drink Strawberry Margarita. A perfectly balanced alternative to the classic, crafted with agave, sweet strawberries, and fresh lime juice. Lara pairs well with carne asada, ready to drink.
Miranda Janelle, Pinot Grigio. Aromas of pear, apple, and yellow plum with crisp fruit salad flavors and a hint of spice. Miranda Janelle pairs well with shellfish, salads, and soft cheeses.
Andrew Bradley's Original Country Cream. Mm. Enjoy Andrew Bradley straight, on the rocks, in coffee, or with your favorite dessert.
Joe Hood Sweet Pineapple Wine. Inhale with the delightful aromatics and hints of white flower as you sip this Joe Hood Sweet Pineapple Wine that complements any delicious meal, beautiful day, fun party, or on its own.
Wow, Aldi. Wow. Louis St. Amour Côte de Provence Rosé. Experience the fresh taste of red fruits with hints of strawberry. In this dry, full-bodied rosé, Louis St. Amour pairs well with fish, seafood, and salad.
Mike Aiken's Hard Seltzer. Kick back and relax at home after a long day, or cheers to the weekend with friends with this refreshing drink. With light notes of tropical mango and coconut, Mike Aiken's Hard Seltzer pairs great with shrimp skewers, fresh salads, or on its own.
James C. Smith Pilsner. Brilliant golden color with discreet hops taste and a note of bitterness. Rich always twists the knife at the end, doesn't he?
Amazing.
These are phenomenal. These are also absolutely phenomenal.
I think the sweet pineapple wine, whoever was writing this copy for Aldi, was like, I have nothing to say about this.
What do you even say about
pairs
sweet
with anything?
Pineapple wine. What, I mean,
complements any delicious meal, because something has to be delicious.
Questions I have about Aldi include sweet pineapple wine and a little bit ready to drink strawberry margarita.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I have had a ready to drink, not strawberry, but I've had a ready to drink classic margarita. It was all right. It was all right. Because I'm like, oh, it's just tequila in the mix that you would buy pre-prepared anyway. So, yeah.
What could go wrong?
The tequila was okay. That's the, you know, the part of it that you have to deal right with. It was Jose Cuervo, though. It was Jose Cuervo branded. So, you know,
no,
it was all right.
No. Still hard no. Thank you, patrons, for supporting us at any level at patreon.com/itsathing, and especially for supporting us at the shout out level, because what a journey we get to go on together week after week. Thanks to you.
Yeah, you can email us your things, too. Keep these coming. We love to hear from folks. Feedback at itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And even you, Sigma Male.
Even you, Sigma Male. Speaking lies.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.